has for some time been for the student trustees to caucus among themselves and create a kind of majority vote when there was a open issue. You all can choose to do that or not. I think Dan, you have the vote. I think if you want time to talk among yourselves, I asked Michelle briefly whether that might be possible, and she indicated that it would, because I don't know that we want to just jam Dan into being the official vote for something that he apparently opposes. And you know, we have no interest in jamming you in that way. So if you guys want a minute to talk about that among yourselves, you're welcome to do that. If
I'm open for
that. What's that?
Would it be possible to take a 2-minute break?
Yeah,
while
that's
we do
I'm
this?
Sort of suggesting okay. that maybe you want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
Okay. And while you're gone, we'll vote.
It's the Chicago way.
Why don't you go and do that?
Really not.
Does anybody else want to break for 2 minutes? Or what's that? Did somebody say yes?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you got a couple.
Yes. There's a yes. Okay, we're all going to take a 2-minute break.
Trustee Porter.
Okay, so we'll start up again. I appreciate everybody's flexibility there. I'd also like to comment on one of the items that will come before us for a vote. As you know, item 2A demonstrates fully the trustees' broad support for the many changes which have been either initiated or completed thus far during President Hogan's brief and energetic administration. First, let me thank the faculty leadership, which has been so helpful in bringing clarity as to how we can all work together to make the university the best in the country in every aspect of its endeavors. As trustees and faculty leadership, we have had an unprecedented amount of contact and candid discussion, and we look forward to building on the strong relationship which has been created, a relationship which has been encouraged by both Stan Eikenberry and Mike Hogan. The organizational changes over the last 18 months are occurring at a pace which is probably quicker than anything in the history of the university. The combination of economic crisis and changing competitive dynamics demands quick responses. President Hogan, of course, deserves much of the credit for moving these changes forward, but I want to clarify that a number of the administrative changes were initiated by the trustees after receiving input from a range of interested parties, including chancellors, provosts, deans, and the faculty. Other changes were begun under the administration of Stan Eikenberry, and still additional changes were contemplated in the ARR report. Long before President Hogan arrived at the university, we clarified the reporting relationships between the board and the rest of the university, where the president now reports to the board and the rest of the executive team reports to the president. We increased the authority of the presidency and the president's team to enter into contracts in an effort to remove the trustees from entanglement in areas which good governance demands are delegated to competent full-time leadership. In the last 18 months or so, we have tried to clarify and strengthen the university's leadership structure, eliminate unnecessary redundancies, enhance collaboration, emphasize the importance of research, and generate substantial cost savings. The goal is to trim and consolidate the administration at its thickest points within what has been known as university administration and elsewhere. Specifically, the changes we have embraced include the creation of a vice president for health affairs, a new position broadly supported by the deans and chancellor of the Chicago campus, who understood that the growing complexity of healthcare generally in the United States and the challenges of running an academic medical center specifically demand that we have a leader capable of pulling together the various aspects of the organization which touch this endeavor. The creation of a vice president for research was really a change to the title of vice president for technology and economic development to include research and reflect a more simple title. This again emphasizes the board's great interest in research and providing greater focus on assisting researchers. This position was created at the same time we created a new lobbyist position in Washington, D.C., once again to strengthen our capacity to obtain additional funding for the university from federal agencies. Both of these positions are meant to leverage our newfound national political strength in Illinois to attract a greater share of the federal government research pie and healthcare dollars, something that we must do to protect the future of the university. We've also changed the titles of the chancellors to vice president and chancellor to signal the responsibility that each chancellor has for not being just the chief executive of his or her own campus, but also to assume responsibility for the best interests of the entire institution as they lead their unique parts. We have created an executive director of human resources to ensure that we continue to have the best staff coming in to help run our institution and to help us create university-wide responses to the competitive challenges we have from the state financial support decline and the encroachment of private institutions wanting to poach our best staff. We've also urged the president to coordinate labor relations through negotiations on the campuses and to do so with an executive director of labor relations, and that job has been introduced, and a current staff member has taken on the additional responsibilities to fill these duties. With 42 unions, it is necessary to have a systematic approach to this important area. Similarly, we have encouraged the president to ensure cooperation among all the administrative information systems throughout the entire university, and to so we support the creation of an executive chief information officer to help with that effort. This position will also be filled by a current staff member. We've also encouraged the president to create a director of enrollment management who can assist the three campuses in addressing the obstacles which may exist to creating a recruiting, admissions, and enrollment program on each campus capable of targeting and attracting the students we want to bring to the unique and distinguished campuses of the university. Once again, I want to thank the faculty for their input and their support of all of us as we've waded through these difficult decisions. Item 2A is reflective of the board's support for all of these changes, and I hope everyone will support that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to add, I don't want to add any more verbiage. You've done an excellent job positioning. I just want to add reinforcement that you're communicating the intent of this board from the time that we were reconstituted, and I appreciate you taking a forward-looking step and commenting on it. I fully support it.
Thank you, Ed.
And I'd just like to also offer President Hogan your efforts to date, including your vision for this university and the cost-cutting measures that have already been made and proven effective, simply reaffirm the wisdom of the search committee, which is made up of course, a cross-section of administration and faculty and trustees, as well as the board of trustees that we're grateful to have you and very fortunate.
Well, I'll report to Pam Strobel on your comments.
Please.
We miss her today, but she's remembered here, apparently, so that's nice. Well, may I have a motion to pass all of these items?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 And then...
Yes, we've...
Why don't you guys explain your situation?
We've decided to have the binding vote, which lies with Dan, to reflect the majority of the students. However, with an advisory vote, I will reflect Dan's opinion on the matter, as we believe that all of our opinions are important to the issue, and we want this to be reflected into the meeting, into the minutes. So I will use my advisory vote to vote nay to the tuition increase.
Okay. I think that's an elegant solution, which I applaud you all for. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Would you mind if I introduce the... Oh, I'll wait till they vote on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I think we just did that. Now, yeah.
I just thought I would ask...
You're official.
Yeah, our new interim vice president for research, Larry Shook, if he'd stand. And don't applaud yet. Just stand there and stay standing. Our Vice President for Health Affairs Interim is Professor Skip Garcia. Dr. Garcia, please stand. And over on my left somewhere is the Executive Director of HR, Maureen Parks, who's been doing great work here for many years. Executive Director of Labor Relations, you know Steve Veazey all too well. And of course, the new Executive CIO for the university is Michael Heitz.